Our readings today are all about persistence and intercessions. Persistence in our prayer, even when there seems to be no answer. Intercession between you and God for the people around you, for the world. Intercessions for healing, praise, thanksgiving, repentance, and reparation. In our reading from Exodus, we hear of Moses interceding between God and his men fighting Amalek, who sought to war against Israel and God. Moses went up a hill, standing, praying with arms outstretched, holding the staff of God. This staff wasn't just some ordinary piece of wood. Through it, God had worked many miracles so Israel could be set free. It became a sign that God was and would always be with them. St. Augustine comments that there is a close connection between faith and prayer. He states, "If one's faith weakens, prayer withers. Faith is the foundation of prayer. A river cannot flow if its source is dried up." When Moses tired from having his arms raised in prayer, he weakened. His prayer became weaker. Only with help did Moses' prayer remain strong. The river of grace never dried up. What does this mean for us? Our faith must be continuous and confident, like the prayer of Moses and Jesus, our model. Jesus prayed, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I know that you will hear me always." Jesus had confidence that his Father would always hear him, just as Moses knew that God would hear his pleas for his chosen people. St. Alphonsus Liguori states, quote, "The Lord wants to grant us his graces, but he also wants us to ask for them." One day Jesus said to his disciples, "Hitherto you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." It was as if he were saying, "Do not complain to me if you are not filled with blessings. Complain to yourselves for not having sought from me what you need. From now on, ask of me and your prayers will be answered." Unquote. So many times we pray and hear nothing, so we give up too easily. Then we complain loudly that God never hears my prayers. I too have fallen into this train of thought. Because I pray for something, and that thing I'm praying for never happens, so I complain. Instead of complaining, we need to examine our quality of prayer. Is it persevering, trusting, insistent, tireless? In our gospel today, Jesus gives us an example of persistence and tireless prayer. The widow is persistent in wearing down a corrupt judge who wants nothing to do with widows or doing the right thing. He even states that he has no fear of God because he does not believe in God, nor does he care about human distress? What does Jesus want us to see in this message of the widow and the corrupt judge? He wants us to see that God, who is full of mercy, awaits our steadfast, persistent prayer. Then Jesus concludes with this comment, "But when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?" When we look at society today, we too must ask this question: where has faith in God gone? If we cannot answer this question, we need to go back to the statement that St. Augustine gave us. If one's faith weakens, prayer withers. A river cannot flow if its source is dried up. In many ways, it is our fault, the fault of all Christians, that our society is in such havoc. We have lost the ability to persist in faith, trust that God will take care of all things, insist that God hears our prayers, and be tireless as the widow to defend us. We have become tired as Moses' arms, and have left our defenses open to whatever whim is out there. So, will the Lord find faith as unswerving as that of the widow? This should be the faith of the children of God, who believe in the goodness and the power of their Father in heaven. Humanity may come to shut God out of their lives. He may not feel any need for God. He may seek reasons and solutions for these problems in life, to which only the Lord can provide satisfactory answers. Such as these will never find the good things, the truth, which is indispensable. We need to go to God like children. The holy Cœur de Ars, St. Jean Vianney, told a story once of a founder of an orphanage who was considering the use of advertisements to attract donations. The saint advised him, "Rather than making a noise in the papers, why don't you make a fuss before the tabernacle?" This is great advice. We have God right here in our presence. He will be coming to us soon on this table of sacrifice. How often do we come before him in the tabernacle, or come before him at St. Cecilia's on Tuesdays, or any parish that has perpetual adoration, and make a fuss before him? Do we truly believe that he is truly present here in front of us, in his body, blood, soul, and divinity? Do we search God out only when we need him because of some tragedy, or when we just want to say, "Thank you, Father, for being there, for hearing me, for guiding me this day"? If we truly want Jesus to find faith on earth when he returns, we must remain steadfast in our faith, persevere tirelessly and insistently in prayer. If we want to become better children of God, let us look to Mary, our Blessed Mother, and ask her to aid us with her prayers. As we may or may not know, October is dedicated to Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, the patroness of our diocese. Let us pray the rosary, not just for ourselves or for our priests, our bishop, our Pope Francis, but for the world to repent and turn once more to God.